Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, April 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Grindhouse goes vertical with Karma Mechanic from Robert's Next Door. Grindhouse goes vertical with Karma Mechanic from Robert's Next Door. Robert Christopher Smith and Robert Banks are pushing boundaries with their new gritty, experimental 20-chapter vertical series. Unlike the typical slick and polished series, Karma Mechanic offers a darker, puzzle box-like experience that appeals to fans of David Lynch and Twin Peaks. Smith and Banks are funding the project themselves, allowing for creative freedom, but also increasing the pressure. The cast includes familiar faces like Stacey Marie Turner and Erin Ann Gray, as well as newcomers like Jessica Chavez. With a team dedicated to the project's vision, Karma Mechanic promises to be a unique and captivating series.
Marquise Who's Who listee Don Herner, featured on Fox 5 San Diego, to discuss disrupting the auto industry. Renowned automotive designer and Marquise Who's Who listee Don Herner recently appeared on Fox 5 San Diego's The Localist SD to discuss his vision for disrupting the auto industry. With over 30 years of experience, Mr. Herner is launching a model car company that pushes design boundaries and challenges norms. Drawing from his work on iconic vehicles like the Acura Integra and Honda Ridgeline, he aims to revive automotive artistry through bold, non-traditional creations. To learn more about his work, visit rockandrollmotor.com. Marquise Who's Who has been chronicling the lives of accomplished individuals since 1899, serving as an essential biographical source for researchers and journalists worldwide.
Sunny Mantra launches professional recording studio and podcast room in the heart of Canggu, Bali. Sunny Mantra has unveiled the Sunny Mantra recording studio and podcast room in Canggu, Bali, catering to artists, entrepreneurs, and storytellers. Equipped with top-notch audio gear like AKG C414 XL2 microphone, Apple Mac Studio 2022, and UA Apollo X8P interface, the studio offers a professional, acoustically treated space for music production, podcasting, and creative collaborations. Open to both local and international creators, the studio aims to provide a reliable production setup for musicians, podcasters, digital nomads, and content creators. Beyond recording, the space is available for workshops, meditations, brand voiceovers, and music jam sessions. For more information or bookings, visit the Sunny Family Bali website. Cheryl Cooley, lead guitarist of Climax, breaks her silence as the band embarks on 40th anniversary tour. Cheryl Cooley, lead guitarist of Climax, breaks her silence as the band embarks on a 40th anniversary tour. Fans of classic R&B can expect a night of music and nostalgia as Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley hits the stage in four East Coast cities. Cooley is ready to set the record straight about the band's history and reclaim her legacy. Despite accusations of being a tribute band, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley continues to draw crowds with their empowering message. The 2025 tour will stop in key cities across the country, showcasing their timeless music and high-energy production. Cheryl Cooley is available for media interviews to discuss the tour, the band's legacy, and more. Tickets are on sale now at climaxx.com. Martial Arts History Museum launches crowdfunding campaign for outdoor signage. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, California, has launched a crowdfunding campaign to fund new outdoor signage on Brand Boulevard. The museum, known for its cultural preservation efforts, aims to raise $20,000 for permits, design, and installation costs. With a focus on community outreach, the museum offers specialized tours for individuals facing dementia and mental disabilities, providing a beacon of hope and unlocking memories. President Michael Matsuda emphasizes the importance of acknowledging the contributions of the martial arts and Asian American community to history. Despite bureaucratic hurdles, the museum remains committed to inspiring the city of Glendale. Supporters are encouraged to donate to this initiative to help preserve the rich cultural heritage of martial arts.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.